Josh, you made it very clear last week. You are not a big fan of the daylight savings time.
That's correct. First of all, it's completely disruptive of our lives.
Yes.
It's the government. Just another way the government's sticking their noses in our homes.
Yes.
In our bedrooms.
In our bedrooms.
Mm-hmm. And
in my pants.
It causes all kinds of problems. It could, I've heard it causes accidents. Today, there's supposed to be lots of accidents because people are all drowsy, the time change.
They're all loopy.
It's just leave the time alone. It'll be dark when it's dark. It'll be light when it's light. Just leave it alone. Leave nature alone.
Quit screwing
Stop
with the sun.
Screwing with the sun.
Please, and stay out of my bedroom. I'll do whatever I feel like doing.
This hole here.
Yeah, that hole right there.
Well, like you said, I mean, we'll get in. There's a lot of sides to this. One of them is, you just said, there's a lot of accidents and stuff like that. People are tired. People aren't used to it. They adjust, or, you spend most of the day in the dark now. So, just quickly, some ways to... So if you're for it, give us a call. I'd love to talk to that person.
Because here's what we're going to get. It's going to be, you get an hour of sleep. But yeah, that's one day, 1 hour, and then it's over, and then we're bathed in darkness for months. That hour of sleep comes and goes real quick.
Now, yesterday,
I'm looking at the clock. It's like 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock. I'm ready for bed. I'm like, what do I do?
Well, yesterday morning, I woke up, and I forgot about the time change. I woke up at like 6:26. So it was really 5:26. I felt cheated because I couldn't really even... I was up already. I was up. I wasn't going back to sleep. I didn't get my extra hour, I don't think. I don't know. It's so confusing.
It is very confusing.
It
makes my head hurt just even trying to figure it out and talk about it. And but if in the weeks or months to come, you feel like it's bringing you down, get some exercise, they say. Give yourself something to look forward to.
Oh, such as?
Plan something fun to do with friends.
Oh, like a new Netflix release. Maybe a video game. Maybe you could start to make your Christmas list a little bit early. Set goals for yourself. Try and convince your beloved one to finally take part in that sex act they've said no to for 13 years. This'll be the year she agrees to it.
And they say, one of the big ones is the daylight. Get some light. Get some sunlight.
I mean, I'm confused enough by time zones, just because I have a turnip for a brain, that when you throw a wrench into it this way, I mean, the fact that some states have just told the whole process to go itself, that's confusing as is. What do you do out in, what is it, Arizona? Where, Arizona does, but Nevada doesn't? It's all upside down. It's all topsy-turvy. And yes, we know everybody out in that part of the country are just all weird desert wizards.
Mike Anderson?
I was going to say, another thing you could do, which is something we just did last week, was break out your ultraviolet light, which mimics sunlight.
Yeah, maybe I'll bring that in here today.
I would like to see the return of the blue light.
It's that time of year. You need the daylight.
You know what sucks, too, is the fact that it pairs up with, the change of seasons and you're losing leaves. Everything just looks more depressing. On top of already not having more sunlight.
Yeah, it's beautiful for like a week or two as the leaves turn that delicious golden brown like the top of an overdone pizza. But then after, the leaves are just bare and on the ground and starting to stink.
It's like an apocalyptic landscape.
The world rots.
I read that the color changes, that's lasting longer because of climate change.
Yeah, it's nice and warm.
Of course, I'm not a liberal, so I don't believe in climate change.
Good news.
But... It does seem like, I don't know what the reason is, but it does seem like the leaves are lasting longer, the colors. It's very strange.
Oh, my father used to take us to the Shenandoah Valley to look down at the forest below, and it was like the entire valley was set ablaze. And that's when he went back to the car and was attacked by a black bear. Never saw him again. I had to learn to drive my brother out of there. Actually, Shenandoah Valley this time of year is beautiful.
Actually, that's where I'm going Friday, baby.
Oh, nice. Mike's camping trip this Friday. Well, be sure to enjoy not watching UFC 205 while I'm in my living room doing jump kicks, drunk as balls. Yeah, I mean, I guess it's fun for the 1 hour of sleep. But beyond that, kids yesterday are crying.
The thing is, in modern day, right?
Because they can't play outside.
In the modern day, there's no use for it, right? I don't think anymore. Like, back in the day, I'm trying to read up on it, but it's so damn confusing. It was...
Was it a farmer thing?
Well, it was World War I first to, like, conserve fuel, and then it kind of went away. And then it came back during, World War II. Franklin Roosevelt instituted it. He called it wartime. And then even after that, it kind of went away. And then they made it standard, it looks like, in 1966. They found the lack of consistency confusing. It's just, I can't even. Why can't they just announce it's 2016? Word will get out.
Yeah, we're done with it.
Just announce.
Weed's legal.
We're not doing it anymore.
And we're done with daylight savings time.
Like when they announced, hey, guess what? Gay people can marry. Everybody went, okay, I get it now.
I can finally tell the world how much I love Mike.
They got the message. They instantly got the message. They went, okay, wait, so what you're telling me now is that gay people can... Yep. Okay, cool.
All right.
Now you just go, we're not doing that daylight savings thing anymore. And then you go, okay, cool.
Cool, got it.
And then you just don't do it. You just don't do it anymore. Wait, it's like not hard.
Who cares?
Like, right? You get the message. And then if you don't know, then somebody will tell you.
You'll be fired up for a day or two.
You'll figure it out within an hour and a half. You go, oh crap, I'm late. Oh yeah, we didn't flip that. We didn't flip them back. Oh, we didn't? Okay, cool. And then you move the watch back. You go, okay, I know what time it is now.
Our friend Nate Short on Twitter at JSS98Rock, and I have a tendency to believe him because he's British, and well, he's British. He says daylight savings time is used to help the farmers over here.
Right.
No other real reason, an extra hour to milk the cows. We had it a week already. Oh, so I guess they turned their clocks back a week ago over in the United Kingdom.
Yeah, I did know that it was based in farming. But I believe that was back in the time where they didn't have, you know, giant lights everywhere. Like, yeah. Every kind of tractor nowadays has air conditioning and lights and you know, radios. And I don't think you need, you know, the daylight. I think you can use just the artificial light that we have.
Yeah,
right?
Am I
wrong about that? I mean, we can play football games at night.
And,
we can farm at night. We can do a lot of things at night.
And are there really any farms anymore?
It was first used in Canada in 1908, becoming the first location, Thunder Bay, Ontario, using daylight savings time. And 1914, Regina, take a look at that vagina. Saskatchewan also implemented daylight savings time. And it was, yes, it's all about farming. You're reading all about farming. Farming this, farming that, something about the wheat, something about the barley crop. Yeah, Scott said it. You can have floodlights just drenching this tractor. You could farm at 2 a.m, says a man that's never farmed in his entire life. I feel like you had technology.
Like, yeah, we could do away with it.
Makes it not needed any longer.
Right.
Let's go to the phones. Talk to first Andy in Virginia. You're all for it.
All for it. Construction worker. And the farmers got it right. Got to get up early, get it done. You only have so much daylight. Plus, can you imagine if the construction worker had to start later and you mixed all the trades people in with all the traffic now, same time all the office people are getting off?
So can't you just think about that. Bathe the construction site in artificial lights?
You know, it's really hard when you have huge job sites.
Mm-hmm.
And,
okay,
you know, okay. there's also a factor there with, you know, safety when you bathe in artificial light, but, you know, other people paying attention to what the workers are doing
when
it's not light.
When you work overnights, do you get paid like triple?
Not necessarily all the time. Sometimes you get a little bit extra per hour. You know, it depends on the job, but, you know, most of them are bid, you know, based on, you know, man hours and stuff like that. So,
so you're saying
not necessarily all the time.
As a construction worker who, you know, works outside and depends on the daylight, that you're all for it?
Yes, sir. Because, you know, you get off earlier and you beat a lot of the traffic. If you mix up...
No. You can't use beating traffic as an excuse.
I would have been home earlier, but it was dark
you
out.
You don't get that one. Maybe the safety at the job site, I'll give you that. But I get to beat
safety
some traffic.
Safety at job site, you won me there. But as far as getting stuck on the JFX because it's getting dim, like that, I can't buy
like,
it to.
Route 270 and Route 15, I mean, it all, you know how it is every day anyway, but it is good to have the daylight earlier so you can...
To Andy's credit, I used to live in Montgomery County near 270, and that intersection sucks. The day could just be, you could have the sun directly overhead, you're still going to get sideswiped by some chick in a Subaru from D.C. who's working on a blog about travel and dining. Let's go to Tim, line 2, Churchville. Good morning.
What's up, guys? How you doing?
How you doing, buddy? All right.
Hey, me and my buddy were actually just talking about this the other morning. Think about it. Who's the only people standing out on the road during that extra hour? Children waiting for the school bus.
I was going to say drug dealers and perverts.
Well, yeah, that too, but there's also children waiting for the school bus when everybody's butt tired driving around crazy on the roads as it is.
Yeah.
At least they're out open in the light.
Two words for anybody: natural selection. Okay, not everybody gets to grow up to be a pilot. Let's go to line 3, Jamie in Frederick. Good morning, Jamie.
Hey.
Oh, hey. Wow. Coming in hot.
She got that extra hour. She's ready to go.
Whoa, you can tell. She's got well rested.
I'm a high school teacher, so I'm heading to work.
Got it.
So I wanted to say, I don't know if you guys talked about it already, that not everybody in the country does daylight savings. I want to say it's maybe New Mexico. They don't do it at all.
Yeah, Arizona doesn't do it.
Mm-mm.
And that's another thing that makes my head want to explode. So if I live on the border of Arizona and I got to go to like an appointment that's in Arizona, but I'm in, and our clocks aren't synced up, when the hell do I go?
Yeah, when do you leave? Do you get there an hour early, or are you there an hour late, or you're right on time? I have no idea. Thank you for the call,
Jamie. I guess that's the same with the time zones, right? You got to know what time it is in the time zones.
Yeah, one time zone to the other time zone. I would actually really like to talk to somebody about that once, if they had a time zone travel situation, but by car, not by plane. Like I had to be 10 miles away where it's an all new time zone. But I feel like the areas where the time zones meet are just wastelands. Like, there's just nothing out there except those small towns that have, like, four people and everybody's inbred.
Daylight saving time is upon us.
It stinks.
It's going to be dark. It's going to be gloomy. We're sick of it. Do we need it? Why do we still do it? We hate it. You know, you might want to try getting a hobby. Try tackling a project.
Do coke.
Get out in the daylight if you can. You know, you can't be... the sunshine's good for you. Vitamin D helps you wake up. Some fresh air.
My favorite vitamin.
Need that vitamin D.
Next to vitamin V. All right, let's go to the phones here. Let's talk to, right off the bat, the human suplex machine, Taz Bel Air. Good morning.
Sure, go ahead. How's it going?
Hey.
Hey, so this isn't about daylight savings time, but me and my buddy Sean here, we went to that comedy show you were talking about.
Witherspoon.
On Friday. You know, I was looking for a nice little night out on the town, and
that is absolutely fantastic. Boy, what a great talk that was. We're just going to have to go ahead and give him the wrap-up. Are we going to wrap up? Mike's giving us a wrap-up. He's gone. Wow, there he went. You held 30 minutes for that. You held 30 minutes. 30 minutes that, as you lay on your deathbed, probably surrounded by no one, you wonder, man, could I have gotten that time back? Godspeed. And good luck from all of us here at 98 Stick to the Topic. Go to line four here, Jay in Bel Air.
Hey, cows aren't wearing a watch. They don't care about daylight savings time.
Here, Jay.
Don't have watches. I'm with you. Know, get rid of it.
They, it doesn't matter. You're going to milk them the same time every day. You know, you're not going to get up. Oh, it's daylight savings times, guys. You're going to wait an hour. You know, it just doesn't work.
Yeah, and I mean, it just seems like the. I just wonder what percentage of the here's a good thing.
Please.
Like, this is for people that work outside. Like, we had a construction worker that said, yes, it does help because working outside on a dark site is very dangerous. And, you know, it gives us more light in the morning. I wonder, like, what percentage of Americans are affected by this and then aren't affected by it. And is the larger percentage having to adapt to...
Is the majority succumbing to the minority?
Thank you. I couldn't put that into a sentence, but you did. Yes.
Because we're sitting in a room with zero insight
into
the outside.
It doesn't affect us at all.
I have no idea. It could be pitch black. It could be the sun directly overhead. Right now, I have no idea. But because some guy needs like a bumper milk production... I have to wake up at a weird time where it's bright outside and it's dark in the afternoon. I'm just sick of hearing the kids bitch about that they don't get to play with the neighbors anymore.
I'm wondering, too, like, if we were to move to Florida, how much more daylight are they getting, you know, at the peak of winter? Because, I mean, obviously, closer to the equator, you're going to get more sunlight during the day.
Of course.
Is that how it works?
So, yeah, I mean, but how much, I guess, is my question.
Is it
an hour, two? Yeah, it might be. I mean, if in the long run, you're just... emotionally and psychologically more healthy.
Well, let's talk to a construction worker, James in Baltimore. Good morning.
Morning, gentlemen.
You work on highway construction.
Yeah, I'm actually working the outer loop of 695 in Catonsville.
May I make a suggestion? Maybe take a crew, go rogue, work on that Hanover Street Bridge, because it's going to collapse any day, and there's going to be a massive tragedy.
Is that not me right now, man.
I just have a question. Is that where those speed traps are?
No, we're a little north of that.
Oh, okay, good.
Yeah, we're more like 40, 144 area.
All right. So does it affect you?
But, I mean, I get the lights thing, and we do use lights on the site occasionally.
Yeah.
But where we're at, we're like, our site is like 20 feet from the actual travel lanes. So you've all dealt with throwing big old spotlights up on the side of the road, and you've driven past them, and they're extremely distracting to drivers more, you know. And there's enough accidents in the beltway as it is. You start throwing bright lights in people's faces. I mean, they can't drive in the rain. Imagine a giant generator light blown out over the road, and they're trying to drive into that. You know what I mean?
So you're saying, as a construction worker, this switch in the time does help you?
I mean, yeah, because like right now, the past couple of months, we've been starting at 7 because it's still dark. And right now, we're getting ready to have a safety meeting for the beginning of the month, and I guarantee you we'll shift back 6:30 or 6 o'clock start time just because the sun will be up earlier. But we can still avoid having lights there. And even discounting the drivers, the way we're working, if you have a light down in the hole, you have bright spots.
There.
It also throws harsh shadows too.
Of course, yeah.
So, you know, you got, and just that line between shadow and brightness is very disorienting. So you miss things in the shadow that you would normally see if you had natural light kind of bathing the entire site.
James, do you ever have to work with or around those hot, bubbling black tar machines, the pavement machines that you can smell a mile away?
No, fortunately, I'm a pile driver, so we're the guys with the crane and the giant hammer that make all the noise.
Boom.
Honestly, those
are the most annoying things.
What was that?
Those things that you run are the most annoying things. You just go, boom, 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 for like all day, every day.
That is very true, and the people whose backyards are like 10 yards from where I'm doing it don't really like it. But when the wall we're building is done, they're going to love it because their property value is going
to
go up.
Okay. Oh, that's going to be very nice. Do you ever take that that technique of yours back to the bedroom? Like, I'm home, baby. Yeah. And then she high-fives you and she has to go sit in an ice bath?
Well, I have families who listen to this radio station, so absolutely not. I would never do that.
That's a yes. Thank you for the call, James. Let's go to Chris in Columbia.
Isn't going as planned. We got all these construction workers calling and making a whole lot of sense.
Yeah, thanks a lot for undoing our stupid argument with a well-thought-out one. You say you run, Chris.
I run in the morning, so it's great that I don't have to run in the dark. I've been hit twice by cars because they are the Columbia drivers are the worst. So daylight, don't have to wear reflective gear, don't have to wear a headlamp, so I get my miles in. So I dig it.
Okay, I think we're burying the lead here. You've been hit by a car twice. You should maybe get a treadmill, because you're terrible at running. You're getting blasted into. You know, a third time, that's a pattern, and that's on you.
The third time, I'm switching to that walking thing that they do.
So. What happened? Did you get, hit, or did you just get, nudged?
No, so I run through this neighborhood, and and it's, you make a right turn, driver's making a right turn. They look to the left. They don't look to the right because there's not a car coming in the right lane. They don't even look for runners.
Yeah.
So they pull right out in front of you, and I've slammed into the side of the two cars.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. God. Yeah. All right, buddy. Well, hey, again.
What do you listen to while you run?
Oh, he jumped. He bounced.
It's so many questions.
Damn it. Mike, North Beach, good morning.
Hey, how's it going?
How you doing, bud?
That's bad. I do a lot of concrete work, and they won't. A lot of state work won't let you pour in the dark unless you have a special permit for it. And at the same time, a lot of concrete contractors won't pour either because it's tougher for them to do a lot of their finishing work and everything like that. So, the daylight savings helps out there too because we keep the same amount of hours usually. The sun, we can get onto the job site a little easier in the morning.
This was supposed to be a break about how much we hate daylight savings time, how stupid it is, how we don't need it anymore. And now we got all these people calling it.
Why, with making really, really good points. We hate it when our original idea and opinion just gets blown clean out of the water with thought and with fact and with some excellently insightful angles.
Yeah, I never knew all this stuff.
Thanks, concrete workers.
Getting an edumacation.
Yeah. Oh, before we let you go, Mike, the concrete work that you do, have you ever been splashed with that stuff? Like, what happens when it lands on you? Does it stick to the skin or does it break right off?
If you can get right to it, it can come off pretty easy. But at the same time, if you let it sit there for a little while, it stops and it starts to burn a little bit.
Yeah, a friend of mine's dad used to work in construction where he would pour concrete and he'd have it on his arms and it almost looked like he was like rock formations were grown out of his arm because he just didn't have the time to sit there and wipe off at every last little splatter. He had to keep on keeping on. At the end of the day, he'd like pick it off and there was all these sores all over his arm.
Oh, God.
Are you covered in sores, Mike?
No, I'm not covered in sores. I'm healthy from top or from my toes to my head.
Sounds good.